Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. A quick news update for you guys on how Disney is kind of really reducing its amount of original content overseas. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Ever since Wall Street kind of decided that it was no longer interested in the amount of subscribers a streaming service has and instead is looking to see how much money it makes, we have seen a big shift within Hollywood as a whole. And it's not just Disney Plus, it's been Amazon, Paramount, Netflix, etc. They've all been making massive changes to become more profitable. Now, Disney always said that Disney Plus would be profitable by the end of 2024, and accordingly, they are going to be doing so. But this has come as a lot of stuff has changed, especially with the return of Bob Iger last year, went on a massive cost-cutting regime. We have seen the introduction of the ad tiers, not just on Disney Plus, we've seen it on Amazon, Netflix, they've all been jumping in on this as a way of raising extra revenue. We've seen them raising the prices on all their platforms. We've been seeing them doing clampdowns on password sharing. Disney Plus is going to be joining in on that later this summer. And it's all just part of that. But one of the big things that they've been reducing is the amount of content that's being created. And according to a recent article at Deadline, they've been drastically reducing the amount of content being made in Southeast Asia. Now, one thing to note is when Disney Plus kind of started launching, and obviously during the pandemic, they were rushing to make as much stuff as they possibly could, which made a lot of sense. However, there is a problem with that. It's cost a lot of money, and not all countries are equal, not all subscribers are equal. In one country, like in India, for example, a subscriber is worth about 10 times less per month than what a subscriber in the United States might bring in. So obviously they have to take that into consideration. Now, you might notice if you're on Disney Plus, you see a lot of Korean drama series and you see a lot of Japanese anime. We're seeing those being released almost weekly. And that is because that is content that is translating globally and seems to have found an audience and people are loving it. And therefore, Disney is looking at this and going, this is something that can travel and it's doing very well. However, other originals from Asia look to be being cut back. Apparently earlier this year, they closed down and got rid of a lot of people in Indonesia, which also affects Thailand and Malaysia. And so, yeah, they've been completely cutting back. This all kind of kicked in around May last year when Disney decided to start cutting back on its international output. And then in August, it started contacting people in the region and kind of saying, look, when are we cutting back? We're not going to be doing stuff. The good news is Disney did meet with a lot of production companies and has been talking to them. And even in some ways has offered them that they could buy back the shows and the projects that they were working on at the price that it cost. You know, normally when these things happen, like a studio would put like 10 to 15% on top of it as like a charge. But Disney are waiving that. They just want, you know, do you want them to have it? And obviously offsets the cost on their end as well. Some of the production companies are buying stuff back and then selling it on other places. But obviously they can't all afford to do all of that for all the projects because some of them are working on quite a bit. But we are going to be seeing a lot less international content. But we're seeing this, I think, across the board in Europe, Latin America. We're also just seeing them making a lot less stuff in the United States. You know, we've been definitely seeing a lot less general entertainment, a lot less Marvel, a lot less Star Wars. They are just drastically cutting back and creating a lot less. And yeah, the international originals are one thing that has been just drastically cut. Now, I think in some countries it makes more sense for them to be focusing on this. Like I said, Korea and Japan seem to be getting a lot. We're still getting a lot here in like the UK and in Europe. Some of this might be down to legal requirements to do so to run the streaming services. We're still seeing stuff created down in Latin America, but it does seem like it's drastically slowed down. I just know from how many I'm reporting on, there's a lot less international originals being announced and being created. But also some of these ones can translate better, you know, like if they're making a show like here in the UK or maybe in Australia, that can then transport much easier to the US since it has a little bit more broad appeal and just makes it a little bit more financially viable. But yeah, so it's not just a case of us seeing a lot less international originals. You know, this is just something that is happening now. In the areas that this is happening, we are seeing a big shift. You know, it is rough right now. Hopefully things will start to improve because they're just not getting as many projects of greenlit and, yeah, just less people buying them. However, there was a kind of a counter-argument to this of what happened with an influx of all these streamers coming in, buying all this content. The prices of all this stuff was just going up and up and up. There's a kind of like just creating too much, and so that did cause some issues in some areas and stuff. But we're still going to be getting international originals, but we're going to be getting a lot less, which seems to be just a growing thing. And then, like I said, this is not just Disney Plus. Amazon have been doing this. Paramount is drastically cut back. Warner Brothers Discovery has been doing it. Netflix is still carrying on with its plans because it's still growing in some areas. But even they're making some changes and stuff. And I think everyone has realized you just can't chase them. It has to be, you know, there has to be a financial sort of system in place to do it. And I think when Disney Plus gets profitable and has been running for a while, they might then start sort of growing out a little bit more in the future when things look a little bit more stable and they can afford it. But yeah, so we are drastically just going to see a big change. And you can already sense it. You can just feel that there is a lack of originals from other countries, but definitely not from Korea or Japan. We're seeing great stuff dropping all the time, especially with new episodes dropping weekly. Pretty much every week now we're talking about a new show or something dropping. But let us know, do you think it's a good idea that these Southeast Asia originals are being cut back along with other originals? I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this in the comments below. Remember to go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com. Like, follow and subscribe, and I shall see you guys soon. Laters.